Good morning. June 18th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's themes include funding pressure, new federal dollars, and a high alert warning that nitazenes are spreading across the United States. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few news items stand out this morning. MinnPost reports that threatened Medicaid funding for addiction treatment is throwing moms, kids, and the town of Mora, Minnesota into limbo. Nationally, Behavioral Health Business reports that HHS has announced $700 million in funding for mental health, substance use disorder, and homelessness initiatives. Another development to watch comes from Stat News, which reports that super potent synthetic opioids known as nitazenes are spreading across the U.S. That is the kind of signal that can quickly affect overdose response planning and drug checking priorities. Elsewhere, Recovery Review highlights the Recovery Alliance Initiative structural flow model. And internationally, Drogue Reporter says Europe's drug market is adapting faster than drug policy, drawing five lessons from the European Drug Report 2026. In the social pulse, one lived experience post on X shares a personal warning about opioid exposure after an accident, describing a progression into broader drug use, an overdose scare, and nearly being sent to rehab. In the innovation space, a post on X says Innovative Solutions Consulting and Counseling Group has launched South Carolina's first data-driven overdose prevention program, using vending machines to offer secure access to naloxone. A separate post on Blue Sky says the Bronx Opioid Collective is bringing together more than 20 organizations to address rising overdose rates and new drug challenges, including xylazine. Shifting from innovation to public messaging, one opposition post on X argues that policy failures and leniency contributed to the current drug environment, citing OxyContin overprescribing, heroin, fentanyl, meth, Proposition 47, and needle policies. This is best understood as an example of opposition framing around harm reduction and drug policy. In academic research, one pilot and feasibility study examined a gamified digital platform for substance use education and overdose prevention among college students. Another study in JAMA Network Open looked at policy and payment factors that influence adoption of low-barrier buprenorphine treatment. A separate JAMA Network Open study examined short-acting opioid dose and patient-directed discharge among hospitalized patients with opioid use disorder. Together, those last two studies point to the ongoing importance of treatment access and in-hospital care conditions. On the policy front, Vermont has enacted a law relating to the regulation of tobacco products and tobacco substitutes. At the local level, Denver has two resolutions worth noting. Resolution 26-0833 addresses barriers to behavioral health care and health care, including substance use treatment services for people who use drugs. Resolution 26-0832 focuses on access to services including supplies, education, wound care, sharps disposal, overdose prevention, naloxone distribution, and referrals to social support. Those Denver measures are practical reminders that local policy often shapes day-to-day service access as much as state law does. In funding, there are three current federal opportunities with a July 8, 2026 deadline. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORP, impact opportunity. HRSA also has the RCORP planning opportunity. And there is the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part C Capacity Development Program. If July 8th is relevant for your team, that deadline is coming up soon. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And in activism, the National Homelessness Law Center is inviting people to join the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign to oppose anti-homeless laws. Mobilize Recovery is also asking people to RSVP for its virtual workshop on tough conversations. If that workshop is relevant to your work, it may be worth registering while spots are still available. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.